Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London, to honor Black heroes. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the date and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. Join us Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. each weekend at 2101 South Spalding and 21st Street.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, time for Art and Social Justice Issues. This is Diana, your host. So today we have with us a special guest, Sheila McNary. Sheila, are you there on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Sheila. Sheila McNary. Yeah, hi. Sheila, I wanted to start by asking you about when you were growing up. Are you from North Lawndale here in Chicago?
No, I wasn't born in Chicago. I was born in Kosciuszko, Mississippi.
Cool. Right. Okay. So when did you come from Mississippi to Chicago?
My family came from Mississippi in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And we moved from Kosciuszko, Mississippi to the west side of Chicago, and we were on a Warren and Palina, South Palina.
Okay, I know where that is. Yeah.
And we've been all over the west side during my childhood. I've been over in Lawndale. I bought a house in Lawndale in 2001.
Okay, all right. So I guess you must like it here. You bought a home here.
I do. I love my house. I love my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Good. And you're right near Douglas Park, right?
I'm across the street from Douglas Park.
Do you use the track at all? I'm always telling people, they've got a track over there. Go walk. Do you ever go over
there?
I do.
I walk on that track. I used to run on it. I mostly walk. I walk sometimes.
And now you're
walking. I run. Mm-hmm, yeah, I don't jog because I'm older now. I kind of walk fast.
Okay. All right. Well, you're at a track. Thank you. I'm wondering, where did you get your interest in community from? Because I know you're involved in the community. Where did that come from?
Well, it came from in the late 60s. I went to Crane High School, and it was around the corner from the Black Panther Party.
Oh, okay.
And I used to do community work with the Black Panther Party, and I actually joined the Black Panthers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And what kinds of things did you do as a young person involved with the Black Panthers?
We had a free breakfast for children program. We used to get the donations of the food from the community, and we cooked actual nice, healthy meals for the children before they went to school, a nice hot breakfast. The Breakfast for Children program we did the Political Prisoners program, a healthcare program where we screened people, and I guess we were the first ones that ever started out with the sickle cell anemia project because people didn't know about sickle cell anemia. We had freedom schools in the summer for the children. We gave away free clothing and shoes for the community. So it was a lot of community service work that we did.
So that kind of got you started in terms of your interest in serving the community.
Yes, it did.
Thank you. Now, I know that you're the chair of the North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council Subcommittee Arts and Culture, and I wondered, I want to talk about that today with you, and I wondered if you would begin by telling our listeners what the NLCCC is, and then what is the purpose of your subcommittee that you're involved in.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Okay, the NLCCC is the North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council. And it's a group over here in North Lawndale that's comprised of over 300 or more stakeholders in the area, business owners, people who live here that are interested in improving North Lawndale and growing it, you know, and making it a better place to live. And the Arts and Culture Committee is one of the, we have various committees with NLCCC, which is the North, I'll call it NLCCC. And I was asked to be the chair of the Arts and Culture Committee. And what we want to do with the Arts and Culture is to bring more art and culture over in this area. I think it used to be, it was rich with art and culture over 50 years ago, and it has not been a lot of growth here for over 50 years. So our goal is to, you know, go around, which I had the privilege of doing that with the this year's Arts and Culture Festival is going around, and there's so many people over here that are doing things that you really don't know about. I was able to go around and meet people who are doing artsy things and cultural things to be a part of the arts festival. So we want to bring more art to the community and, you know, and just get involved and the people get involved with cultural things that can make this area more rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that I was really pleased when I heard that the North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council was forming, because I really felt strongly that we really needed that here in North Lawndale, and was very delighted to hear that there were so many subcommittees and therefore, you know, taking care of all the various issues and subject matters in the community. And, of course, we sent a representative to the Arts and Culture Committee, our friend Caesar, who volunteers with Urban Art Retreat. And so we've participating in your subcommittee, and we're very happy to be a part of it and to do our part.
And we're happy to have you all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Caesar has been there. He's always on time. He's always there, and he was a part of the Arts Festival as well, and it was a big hit. The face painting and the T-shirt painting, all the children loved it, and the parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always a big hit to get messy, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially for children, I think, because children, you know, their teachers and their parents and their babysitters don't want to get messy. So, like, when they can get messy, it's really a lot of fun. So we've really enjoyed being a part of the subcommittee. And I know that for this year, in 2016, the subcommittee planned an arts and culture festival, which took place in Douglas Park. And so I want to have you tell our listeners all about that, because I know we participated by having a table, which you just referred to, with having people paint T-shirts and do face painting and different things like that. But tell us in a larger sense, how was it decided that the first thing for the Arts and Culture Subcommittee to do would be to really put on this Arts and Culture Festival? And how was that decided, and how was it perceived and accepted by the rest of the North Lawndale CCC? Can you tell us a little bit about the beginnings, the very beginnings?
Yes. We were meeting at my house. We were having the meetings at our house. It's a small committee. And Valerie Leonard is one of the founders of the NLCCC. She came to the meeting to discuss some of the things that we were reading and that we were working from, our framework. And she said, we were trying to think of what can we do to perhaps motivate, you know, and bring more attention to the arts and culture. Well, the Arts and Culture Committee and, you know, maybe the community. Because, of course, art and culture does create community. And she suggested, she said, why don't you all do, what about an arts festival? And we were like, oh, okay. She said that to us. It wasn't, we're not a big group, and we ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
We started just brainstorming at that meeting, not that meeting, but the next one about, oh, let's put on an arts festival. And we didn't have a lot of time because I think this was maybe in February, the beginning of the year. So we had a few months to pull this together. I don't even think it was that many months. And so we just started thinking, oh, well, and what I did was I went around, and no, I did not talk to Kevin Sutton. He's with Home and Square, Nichols Tower, and he's part of the NLCCC. And everybody embraced our idea of doing an arts festival, and he was very instrumental in connecting me with the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. They have a site in Home and Square, Nichols Tower. We had a lunch over at Inspiration Kitchen. It was me and Kevin Sutton and Jacqueline. She's with the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. So we met, we talked about it, and Kevin is just a wealth of information. He spoke about all the old artists that's in the area, you know, and things. He gave me a few names, and it started with that. And when I would call someone, these are people that live over here in North Lawndale, they mention other artists that might be interested, and from there we just kept rolling around until we pulled an arts festival together, you know, and I thought of some people that actually do music over in the area. Ronnie G is one of the guys. I called him and he said, oh, sure, I would love to be a part of it. And Alicia, you know, she was instrumental in getting, I hope I don't say this name wrong. We had Gompachachos and Tierra Roja. They were part of the people that were, you know, musicians at the arts festival. And then we started calling other people, and I called people that I thought I knew. It just came together.
Mm-hmm.
And we called Celestial Ministries. That's another group that's over here in North Lawndale. He has the drummers, Stanley Ratliff and his wife. They have a nice music program in the area. So we were able to go around to all of the programs in the area to get people to come and be a part of the arts festival. And when we mentioned it, everybody was so excited. Everybody really was open to an arts festival over here in Lawndale because, you know, it's such a nice park. And the alderman was very helpful as well. I went to see the alderman initially, too, and I was thinking maybe being in the park. He suggested, why don't you do it in the field house since it's your first one, which was a great idea because, you know, that's a great venue. You have the veranda all around the building, and then they have the art wall that's inside. So everything worked out. That's how we started with the whole idea.
Yeah. Were there many visual artists from North Lawndale involved in creating the event and being there on the day of the event?
Yeah, most of them were participants. And I did have a one, it was a couple of, one person in particular, I have to look up his, he was very, Rodney Brown. No, I'm sorry, it's not his name. He was an artist over in the area, and he, you know, what I did was I called particular people, and they would tell you about other people, and Bobby Steele, I talked to her, because she's been here for a long time. She introduced me to some people who knew of other people, and that's how we started. And it just, we had a big, you know, we had a lot of people participating just from that, you know, word of mouth. And from me going around talking to various people and the other committee members. Because we also have a graphic arts designer that's part of the group, Alicia Slusser. And we also have an artist. Her name is Alexi Young. And she did a painting where, you know, she had everybody to put their hands on the board that was, you know, that came to the arts festival. And she created a very nice art piece for the arts festival, for the first arts festival. And we're going to dedicate that to the park. We'll let you know because it'll be soon.
Okay.
Very nice piece. And she was part of the committee. She still is. So, you know. And
what
then, of course,
find,
Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, of course,
Caesar,
you know,
was involved.
Mm-hmm, Caesar. Mm-hmm. And then you all had the table with the face painting. And then we had a quilt maker. I mean, we had a lot of different people there. We had jewelry makers. We had a few people that cook food. Now, that's one of the things we're going to make sure we have more food vendors there. We want food trucks for next year.
People love food with their events.
Yes,
they
do.
Well, I'm getting a high sign that we need to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off, and then we're going to talk a little bit on what you have planned for next year, okay?
Great.
So we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back with Sheila McNary. I'm goofing up your name, Sheila. Sorry about that. Be right back. Thank you.
Hey there, maybe you woke up and today was just another day, but for the Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center, today was the day to tackle a dream. The Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center works tirelessly to enable all interested people's action response to social injustice. I'm trying to help Quark become wheelchair accessible, something that we have long wanted to do. It's going to cost $9,700 to make this dream a reality, but if we all give a little, we can go a long way. Won't you join me in promoting tolerance and fighting ableism today? Donating and spreading the word will be so helpful. I'm going to give you two links that you can follow to read about this fundraiser and how you can donate. First, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/urbanartretreat, to find the link. Oh, here is a very long link. www.generosity.com/community-fundraising/promoting-tolerance-fighting-ableism/x/15137130. Thank you.
Okay, are we back from commercial break already? Okay. So we're here with Sheila McNary, and Sheila is the head of a subcommittee involved in North Lawndale here in Chicago, and the subcommittee is about arts and culture in North Lawndale. And we were just talking with Sheila about the 2016 Arts and Culture Festival that took place in Douglas Park that she and some other people put together. And we ended just before the commercial saying that this coming year they hope to provide more food. And that kind of leads us to my next question is, what did you learn from putting together this year's event that you want to do differently for next year's Arts and Culture Festival? And what do you say to that?
Oh, well, like I already mentioned, the food, and we're starting early planning it as well, an earlier planning processes, and we're already starting that now because we would like more sponsors. And another thing that we would like is to reach out to the community more, so the Latino community, because We had two bands there. Everybody loved them. But we would like the people, we're going to make sure we reach out with the pluggers and make sure people come and actually participate with the Arts Festival. And we've already asked some of the people that were there last year, can they come back next year? And they said yes. That's another thing that, you know, we'll make sure that we have more tents. We need more tents, too. We didn't have enough tents last year, and it was a beautiful day, a beautiful sunny day. And we got a lot of people donated their time, which was so helpful. So we always want to be thankful for that. We had a great DJ, William McNary, that donated his time, and we had C7 Sound System was there, which donated his time. And, of course, we had the great Larry Taylor, the blues singer, and his manager, Barrel House Bunny, she's on our committee. So, of course, I think we have more people that's joining the Arts and Culture Committee now, and we're going to reach out to more artists as well, because we, like I say, we're starting the planning process now. And like I said, we're going to make sure that we have more food vendors. That was kind of like missing, but we did have some food, but we need more food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so more food, more outreach to the Latino community, more visual artists, more
mm-hmm.
performances.
Mm-hmm. You know what, we had that was interesting. Now, the performing artists, we did not have a problem. We probably had to turn down some of them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't think we probably will be able to have a few new ones, but and eventually what we hope to do is to have the festival more than one day, but not 2017. It'll just be from 10 to 7 like we had it last year. And we've also picked a date.
Oh, okay. That's what I was just about to ask. Tell me about
that.
It'll
be the first Saturday of August, August 5th, will be the Arts Festival. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good to have the date so early on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People can plan around it. That's terrific. So kind of more of the same, plus more, and more food. And one thing that I saw, I didn't really see it kind of talked about a lot, but I did see a line somewhere that was talking about, you know, bridging communities between North Lawndale and Little Village.
Mm-hmm.
Was that part of the purpose?
I don't know. Where did you see that?
I saw it on some amount of publicity. So was there a goal to bring people together from North Lawndale and Little Village, or was it just intended to be for North Lawndale, or tell me about that?
Oh, no. We would love people from Little Village. It's not just restricted to North Lawndale, not at all. We want people from the west side all over to come to the Arts Festival.
And, of
it's
course,
not
all of Chicago, right?
Yeah, but for sure, you know,
mm-hmm.
even artists or whatever. We're not just saying, you know, we just focused on the west side because, you know, there's not a lot of things really going on over here in the area
mm-hmm.
by way of an arts festival because it was the first ever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be will artists and performers and whatnot, food vendors, et cetera, from North Lawndale be given first consideration when planning the event?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So if people want to get involved in the planning of 2017 Arts and Culture Festival, how can they do that? How can they plug in?
Okay, they can reach me, Sheila McNary, and I'm going to give them my email address.
Okay.
It's S as in Sheila, J, M as in Mary, C, N, A, R, Y, 1@AOL.com.
Okay, would you give us your email address again, Sheila? Mm-hmm. Would you do that one more time, please?
Sure. It's SJMCNARY1@AOL.com.
Okay.
And we also have a website. So it's NLCCC, but I don't know if they'll be able to access that. But if they call, if they email me, that worked quite well last year with the Arts Festival, this year rather. People emailed me and I was able to connect them in.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. So, and of course we'll refer people if they get a hold of Urban Art Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So they should email you to get involved in the planning, and then also if they would like to be a vendor or an artist that would be doing something or having a table or something like that, they could also email you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I wondered if there's anything, in ending our talk today, if there's anything that you would like to add or say about your work on the subcommittee or the Arts and Culture Festival or North Lawndale. Here's your chance.
Okay. You know what? I would like to talk about the Douglas Park Advisory Council.
Okay. We have 2 minutes. Go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah. What I would like is for people they have the meetings, I think it's the second Tuesdays of every month at 6 p.m., and we would like to get the community involved with the park, with the planning of the park.
Okay.
This is such a great park.
People in North Lawndale should try to attend these Douglas Park meetings. And you say
that
they're...
They don't have to just be in North Lawndale. It could be people who use the park.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you don't have to live in North Lawndale to be a part of the advisory council. All you have to do is come to the meetings and fill out the papers. Because
okay,
I think
so
we need to have a better presence.
Is that the field house?
It's in the field house. Yes, it's at the field house, 1401 South Sacramento at Douglas Park Field House. And you can also look at the Chicago Park District web page, and it'll tell you, you know, about the meetings and all that, because it might be different in December because of the holidays.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
that sounds like a really good idea.
And hopefully they'll come out for the arts festival and participate and maybe even be a vendor.
Who knows? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an idea. Thank you so much.
Sheila,
thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And people will be able to, who were not able to catch us today, will be able to go on Chicago Black News Network blog radio and check out and listen to what you had to say today indefinitely into the future. So anytime you want to, we're going to send you the link, Sheila, and you can send the link to other people if they want to hear you. And again, I appreciate your time, and please refer people to the link and send it out as often as you like.
I sure will, and thank you so much, Diana, for all of your support.
Thank you, Sheila, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've been talking about another something or another that happens in North Lawndale here in Chicago. Lots of things go on in North Lawndale, and it's a very interesting city. So it's been another Wednesday. This is Diana, Art and Social Justice Issues, and we're hoping that everybody had a chance to listen. And we want to say goodbye for now.